Hi, this is a dictation for patient Chant Sherbet Trizion. C-H-A-N-T. Last name C-H-E-R-B-E-T-Z-I-A-N. Date of birth 6-10-1985. Date of service is 10-8-2025. Date of accident is 9-3-2025. The patient Chant Sherbet Trizion is here for a new patient visit. Allegedly, he was involved in an automobile accident on 9-3-2025. His chief complaints are severe pain in the neck 6 to 7, which is very stiff. Lower back pain is 10. Pain in the right shoulder is 8. And pain in the right hip area is 6. He has a shooting pain in both the legs anteriorly up to the knee. There is numbness or tingling of the left fifth finger. Patient reports that all of these symptoms are related to an automobile accident, and he also has a headache. History of automobile accident is as follows. On 9-3-2025, patient was traveling around 9 a.m. as a restaurant driver on 8 Mile and Greenfield and was involved in a four-car automobile accident on southbound Greenfield Road. The other car was coming from east side of 8 Mile Road and didn't stop on a red light, and hit his car, T-bone passenger side, and other three other cars. He must have been on a high speed. He was in a Chevy Equinox and was hit by a Dodge Ram at 60 to 70 miles an hour. His own car speed was 2 or 3 miles. He was wearing a seatbelt, airbags deployed. There was no loss of consciousness. No hit and run accident. Police came to the scene. Ambulance came to the scene. Damage was to the, his car was completely total. Passenger door was damaged. Window glass is shattered. On the passenger side, airbags were deployed. The driver's side door and glass is broken. Seatbelt was also damaged. The injury is he hit his the seatbelt to the right pelvis, and there was no direct chest trauma, pelvic trauma, or abdominal trauma. However, his right shoulder, hit to the window. And there was no bleeding, laceration, fractures, no direct head trauma. History of presenting illness, patient is reporting of headaches which are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, usually on the right temple, sometimes left temple, severe, and they last 10 to 12 hours. Often on, they are not sensitive to the light or noise, and there is an aura, but no seizures, vomiting, or nausea. The patient reports no dizziness, no vertigo, no loss of consciousness or seizures, no ringing in the ear or loss of balance or disorientation, confusion. He denies any blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. There is no taste problem, smell problem, TNJ problem. He does report lack of focus and lack of concentration and slight unforgetfulness. There is a history of saddle anesthesia. According to the patient, he cannot feel his buttock, especially on the right side, and moderate sleep disturbance. There is a anxiety, depression, panic. He also reports of erection issues and difficulty in walking. He denies any incontinence of the bowel or urine and denies any lightheadedness. He does have a numbness and tingling of both thighs in front and left little finger. In addition to this, neck pain is reported to be around 6 and 7 without any radiculopathy or any shooting pains. Lower back pain is reported to be 10 without any shooting pain. Pain in the right shoulder is reported to be 8. And there is a limitation of movement to 120 degrees beyond which he has a pain. Maximum is 120 degrees. And he feels pain in the back of the shoulder and the front of the shoulder. He can sleep for 5-6 hours. He can walk up to half a block. Sitting and standing is painful. He is able to do a light duty job at this time. All of these symptoms are continuous, described as sharp. They are 6 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 5. And modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, standing, walking, and improved by medications. The patient has numbness and tingling of the fifth finger of the left hand, but no motor weakness or blood or bowel incontinence. So far, he has had MRIs and X-ray CT scan at Extension Hospital. So far, he has had only 3 visits to the physical therapy, no chiropractic, no epidural or any surgical intervention. Please review the records for system review, surgical history, allergies, family history, education, disability, employment, legal, personal history, and the ADLs. Diagnosis from the diagnosis page. Physical examination is as follows. Blood pressure is 157 over 120, pulse 65, pulse ox is 100. Height is 5'8", weight is 190. 40-year-old Armenian man of average build and position, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clogging colonic. With no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain, faces are noticed. Patient does not appear to be overtly anxious, lethargic. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. And patient is able to walk reasonably well without any adaptive devices. Rest of the exam comes from the templates, including normal neurological musculature and psychiatric exam. The neck is slightly stiff in movement with the decreased range of motion. SI joints are also found to be slightly tender. Musculoskeletal inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is only at the SI joint bilaterally. The neck muscles are stiff, especially the trapezius muscle in the cervical fibers and upper fibers, upper thoracic, leading to stiffness of the neck and range of motion. The neck is diminished to as follows. Cervical spine range of motion, forward flexion is 30. Extension is 40 and bilateral side flexion is 35 and bilateral rotation is 40. In lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50 and extension is 15 and bilateral side flexion 25, bilateral rotation is 25. With tenderness of the both SI joints and no paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed. No other trigger points are noticed. The trapezius muscle mostly and quadratus lumbar muscles are feeling normally. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in the cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative. Purling sign negative, Lerma test is negative. Distraction test negative, Soto Hall test is negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test, lump test is negative. In the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 25 degrees. PLR is positive. CAMP test is positive. Brudzinski Carney test negative. Regard test negative. Brudzinski sign negative. In the SI joint, bilateral SI joint is positive for favor test, Gosselin test, while negative for standing flexion test, helium compression test, distraction test. And the pivot Gosselin tests are positive. Extremities examination, except for the right shoulder. Rest of the extremities are found to be completely normal. Please use the template. Examination of the right shoulder. On inspection, the shoulder appears completely normal. with no dislocation noticed. On palpation, there are no tender spots contusion. AC joint is non-tender. Range of motion is normal at passive, inactive, up to 120 degrees of abduction, and forward flexion is possible without pain. Drop arm test was negative, anterior posterior apprehension test negative, speed test near test is negative, empty beer can test negative. Hawken Kennedy test was positive. Please use the diagnosis stage for diagnosis. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Patient provided a prescription for physical therapy to continue for the neck and lower back and the right shoulder. Medications are provided, Mobic 7.5 once a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, or Triumph 50 mg twice a day for pain relief, Elevil 50 mg at night for GAD disorder and sleep, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for the pain relief, headaches, and neuropathies. Lumefantrine 1 mg is provided for sleep. Medigesic is provided for headaches. Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. DME, a back brace has been provided for help. The maps are reviewed. Patient is ordered a laboratory for drug screen. Disability is ordered for follows. The patient is continuing to work, but he has been allowed to work on a restriction for 7 hours, 5 days with 0 pound lifting limit. Non-pharmacological modalities, home exercise plan, referral to psychiatry and fitness club are yes. Review of the available MRI, the remaining records. We are requesting a release from the Panagres hospital with the event. The report, there was no MRI done, but CT scan of the spine was done. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended. Surgical options, none. Refractory neuropsych, none. Attended care place worker, none. Past medical records. I've been ordered release. Investigation, none at this time. DMEs, back brace. Education, yes. And follow visit in 15 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.